It's Friday, the 28th of August. Can't believe August is all but gone. Wasn't a bad month, really. This morning, there's a massive patch of blue sky above my head, but so much cloud. White, grey and dark all around. And the brightest bit of sky, although it's cloudy, is way to the south, as if it actually looks, it's a mirage. It's as if the sun was shining behind that cloud and moving with the cloud. It's a circular, not a hole, just a circular bright shape, and they're moving fast, really fast. Of course the sun isn't there, it's over to my left behind the landy. Trying hard to pierce through. That'll be the number 43 bus going overhead. EasyJet. And because it's flying through that big blue patch, it's easily spotted. In fact, if I continue craning my neck back and peering up at that, I find it difficult to talk actually. I could pretend and kid myself on, it's a beautiful morning. Oh, but that hurts the arthritis in the back of my neck. Haven't been feeling too good the past 2 or 3 days. In the head, I mean, physically, well, physically very good. Yesterday I did so much physical work, felt good at the end of the day, but me head, as they say, hasn't been right. And I really don't want to linger on. The sun's now pierced through, lighting up the hardy geranium below my feet. This something got to me 2 or 3 days ago, and just been playing around with my head. And when you let it get to you, because sometimes, pretty much most times, you can't actually put your finger on what caused it, what put you there. But anyway, I'm feeling better this morning, and I don't want to linger on the past couple of days. It's not been very nice. Mr. Blackbird, he's down eating what was left in my granola bag, the debris, you know, that fine stuff in the bottom of the bag, the debris, that debris to the blackbirds, huh? Mrs. Blackbird was down a wee while ago, and I put it out, and he's already had his morning bath. He splashed that much. Give myself a good old scrub. Then I had to refill the big bath. Healthy granola. And a wee sparrow. That's not. It's a dunnock. Well, strictly speaking, it is a sparrow, but we call them dunnocks. Or I call them dunnocks. Very windy this morning again. Very windy, but it's supposed to be raining at the moment, according to forecasts. But yet again. Anyway, it doesn't look nice in that beautiful, big, massive patch of blue sky. It's gone already. It's been swamped with cloud. I say those clouds are moving really fast. So I'm hoping and praying that I've got out of this dark zone. Is that nice? I think what makes it worse is, as I said earlier, that you can't put your finger on why, basically. Or is that synonymous? What a nice word that is, synonymous. Sounds like some Latin mass. Nomine Patris Anonymous. It's Spiritu Filio Sancto. There's the Latin coming out now. My dad stopped going to Mass when I was still a young lad. I won't go into why. But at that time it was a Latin Mass. And you know, he could still recite. In his aging years, he could still recite virtually all of the responses, all the Latin responses. Credo in Unum Deo. Yes, I can still do quite a bit. I can't remember it all now. See, one word, synonymous, kicks off a whole new tangent of thought. Of course, that's what happens in life, isn't it? We try to stay focused, but those dastardly tangents come along, take us away somewhere else. Yep, can't see that one. Not that I'm particularly worried about seeing it or not seeing it. I can see the big fat wood pigeon sitting on top of the telegraph pole. So here's hoping for a brighter day, a brighter day within, that is, brighter day, well-being day, feeling better with myself. within. Still can't put my finger on what triggered the whole damn issue. There you go, that's what happens. Get stuck in a rut of what? Stuck in a rut. Anyway. August 28th, my God. Leaves are beginning to go over quickly now. My tricuspid data, see there's the Latin again, at the back of me as I turn round on the gable end of the house, is already turning flushes of winey red. Given a chance, it'll be resplendent. Is that a Latin word, resplendent? Derivative. Anyway. What will be, will be. Que sera, sera. Well, I almost hit the blackbird there with my tea.